Welcome to the Pilot Podcast,
where we watch the pilot episodes of TV shows to answer your question, should I watch this?
My name is Meetu.
And my name is BJ.
And this week, we're watching FX's A Teacher.
So stay tuned to find out all the many reasons that Meetu's chest was tight and uncomfortable during this 25-minute show.
Shout out to the listeners who recommended this show. Very grateful to you for just expanding the bounds of my anxiety.
You really put pressure on Meetu's boundaries.
So, Beach, do you want to tell our listeners why we do every other week a listener recommended show?
There's so many cool shows coming out. And as you guys know, we already keep up with the latest premieres. But in between those episodes, we like to check out shows that you all are interested in, whether it be new shows like A Teacher or a classic show like when we did The Nanny. And so we appreciate when you tell us what you want us to look at so we can give you our thoughts and opinions on these shows.
Thank you for that breakdown, Beach. Now tell us what happened on A Teacher.
A Teacher is a new drama. It's from FX, but you can also see it on FX on Hulu. And it's all about a new teacher, Claire Wilson, played by Kate Mara. She is the English teacher at a suburban Texas high school. Also, this is set in the 2013-2014 school year. And Claire is starting out and meets a new student, Eric Walker, played by Nick Robinson, who is a high school senior in her English class. He's captain of the soccer team. He works at the local diner. And they have an innocent encounter that has started to take a not so innocent turn. And this whole series is going to explore the issues, the concerns, the questions that come up when you have a relationship between a married teacher who develops feelings for her minor, we're not sure if he's 17 or 18, but a young student in her class.
17 or 18, he's a child and he's her student.
Yes.
The show set out to do what it wanted to do, which is make us deeply uncomfortable. The show creator and executive producer, Hannah Fidel, wanted this to be a really uncomfortable miniseries. It is based on a film that she created as well. And the goal is to make you sit in deep discomfort. And no matter what your feelings on this show are, I certainly sat in discomfort for the last 25 minutes before we got up to review this.
There are so many cringe-worthy moments where you see Claire and Eric get closer together and you just want to like push Claire. I'm just like, stop, go away, leave him alone. But you have to sit through it and see the story develop.
Have you seen that meme? It's not, I don't want to compare this to something humorous, but have you seen that meme of, it's from Kevin Hart's fake reality show, The Real Husbands of Hollywood. And it's this woman like holding Kevin Hart on her hip because he's so short. And she's putting her hand out to someone else who I guess is trying to confront him. And that's how I felt about Eric. Like I wanted to pick him up and put him on my hip and have my hand up to stop her.
Don't worry, baby. We're going to get out of this.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to do. And I think that is, I guess, the point of the show is I wanted to reach in between that screen, jump in and be like, stop it. And
yeah.
To FX's credit, before we get into the background of each of these characters, they did set up a website called ateacherresources.com, a-teacher-resources.com, to offer support, resources, and information from RAIN on sexual assault, grooming, learning the warning signs, and understanding that you are not alone if you are experiencing abuse, and resources for support are available. Just a heads up, as we talk about this, of course, it's a sensitive topic. It's a painful topic, and we just wanted to share that URL for resources as well.
Yes. And for people who don't know, RAIN operates the National Sexual Assault Hotline.
Yes. So let's get into Claire, this complicated, I guess, she's being positioned character.
That is how FX and A Teacher are describing her feelings in her situation. It's complicated. It's a forbidden romance. So we see Claire, she's presented as this young, attractive new teacher. She's married to Matt Mitchell, played by Ashley Zuckerman, who seems to be traveling a lot, so she's not always around her partner. She quickly makes a new friend in Catherine Sanders, played by Marielle Scott, the French teacher at the school who has been there a while and can give her tips and advice. And it seems very innocent. New teacher, new school, trying to make friends. Maybe her relationship at home isn't fulfilling, so she has this void of time. And she seems like she's willing to take whatever attention she can get.
Yes.
What were your initial impressions? Did you immediately suspect that Claire might have some perversions? Or did you see her as likable in that initial first look?
In an attempt to look beyond the premise, which is hard to do because you know what the show is about. So as soon as you take in Claire, you immediately know that she is a predator. But when I saw that scene of her stealing the lipstick, I think that's a trope we see often in media of especially young, conventionally attractive white women doing things that they can get away with for the thrill of it. And we see Claire do that. So we know that she has this streak in her that, as you said, might be a bit attention seeking, might be thrill seeking, might be excited for greater risk. I think that scene of having her steal that lipstick was the first clue that maybe she doesn't make the best decisions.
I think you really hit the nail on the head that she is looking for that thrill that you get from taking risks. But what we see, even in this first episode, is that she's willing to take any sort of risk. Usually people want to climb a really high mountain or go on a roller coaster, but she's taken it to a whole new level.
How do you feel about her dynamic with her husband?
I don't know if it's because of the premise or because of how they were presented in their interactions, but it felt like there was already a disconnect in their relationship from the start where she was pulling away from him. And that could be because he's not around enough for her, but it seemed like there was already something brewing between them that might cause some separation.
When she told him that she had gone to the store, bought a bunch of stuff, but stole lipstick, there was no humor on his part. So she's laughing, trying to tell the story, and he is not getting into the joke. He's very confused as to why she would steal lipstick. He told her it was dangerous behavior that she shouldn't keep engaging in. So there's clearly a divide in how they approach things. He just was not having any of it. And so we don't see a lot of their interactions, but that one interaction was really telling. And then for much of the episode, he's gone on a business trip.
I think there's a lot more that can develop there. But like you said, we get a hint of his stance on her risk-taking behavior. And so it'll be quite interesting to see what happens when he finds out about the affair, not only because he's being cheated on, but who she's cheating with. And speaking of that, who should we get into our high school senior, Eric Walker, played by a 25-year-old, but he is a high school senior, the character.
And you'll recognize Nick Robinson from Love, Simon, which was the movie that took everyone's heart by storm, and he was Simon in that. I would say before we get into Eric's background that BJ is not revealing a spoiler. We do know that we'll see Matt's reaction to Claire cheating on him by abusing a child because this show is a mini series. In the premise, we understand that there's going to be a ton of time jumps, and the show is positioned as seeing the grooming, witnessing this abusive relationship develop, and then witnessing the fallout from it. So just a heads up that BJ is not spoiling. We have not ruined the premise of the pilot podcast. We are bringing you reviews without spoilers. With that said, Eric as the other character, it's clear why she chose him as the object of her affection. He is shy. He has friends, but he's a little bit different from them. He really wants to go to college at her alma mater, UT Austin, and he's nervous about his test-taking abilities. And she has that in where she can tutor him and get that time with him away from his other people to show him how to do this thing that he really wants to get better at, to get into this school that he said that he's wanted to get into since he was 5. He's still a child, but that is a long time. That is the majority of his life that he wanted to get into this college quite desperately.
She has this very convenient route to spend more time with him. And she can do it under the guise, like you said, of tutoring, where she's his English teacher. So she's helping her student, which is not uncommon practice for a teacher to give extra help to a student outside of class time. The question is, like you said, is she going to be, and we kind of know the answer, taking advantage of that relationship to spend quality time with him to develop more than a teacher-student-tutor relationship. And Eric is very motivated to get a scholarship. He's pre-med. He's already busy working a job, captain of a sports team, and he does have an active social life. So it'll be interesting to see how this relationship will fit into all of that. And I imagine it's going to start taking away from sports. It's probably going to mean avoiding spending time with his friends as often. It might even affect his grades. So I'm really interested in seeing, can Eric continue being himself, or will he change due to this new relationship?
The success of the show is zeroing in on Claire and Eric. We don't meet a lot of other characters. We see a couple teachers and some minor interactions. We see a couple of Eric's friends. We meet Claire's husband briefly. I think, honestly, to have that quick interaction to show that they're not on the same page. But the show zeroes in on Claire and Eric, and it's really uncomplicated from that perspective. We know that these are the two people we're focusing on. And I think that is why it really grips and tightens on your heart if you're like me and anxious when you watch content like this, in these small moments where they scoot a little closer together while studying, or he gets excited that she likes Frank Ocean, who had put out a really popular song around that time, and they're driving together and singing along to this song. So you just have these smaller moments that could have been lost if it were a bigger cast.
The show really sticks to its premise. And like you said at the top of the show, they are trying to tell a disturbing story. And I think focusing in very tightly on the Claire-Eric interactions heightens that. An additional aspect that heightens this, and I want to just put this out there, we always warn our listeners for nudity, sexual content, or gore. This is a very sexually suggestive series. It's rated MA. I don't believe there will be any nudity, but you do see sex scenes, fantasies, and it, I'm sure, is only going to get more intense as this series goes on.
There is a really uncomfortable scene where she fantasizes a sexual interaction with Eric.
After, like, knowing him for what, a week?
I mean, she's not exactly a rational thinker, and I think that is what we're getting at constantly in this show. So what do you predict for her and Eric, her and her husband? What do you think is coming next? I guess we have a broad idea, but...
True. I'm really predicting, I think the blow up of the situation is what I see as like a major storyline. In particular, having Matt, the husband, find out about this and there being a fallout between Matt and Claire. I can unfortunately even see him wanting to give her another chance, but her choosing Eric over him and that creating an even larger divide in their marriage, which needs to lead to a divorce.
Yes.
So maybe we'll see the filing of the divorce.
I do think that she and Matt will break up because he's already a little bit tired of her mess, it seems. There's a couple more interactions in the episode that tell me she's been acting up for a little bit and he's a little tired of it. In fact, at one point he literally said, "I'm tired."
That is true. He's like, "I just need to sleep." So I'm curious, me too, who do you think will be one of the first side characters to find out? Do you think it'll be one of Eric's friends or maybe Catherine, the other teacher at the school?
So research shows that young people tend to turn to each other before anyone else when they're experiencing issues. Mm-hmm. And even if they can't name what it is, they can notice when their friends are off, often before parents, guardians, adults in these young people's lives. Mm-hmm. So I could see Eric's friends seeing something off, not necessarily knowing how to name it, but knowing that something's off.
Right.
I could also see a teacher noticing this is not a normal amount of time that these two people are spending together.
Or the coach. That might also be someone who would notice a change in behavior or the schedule.
He is a very dedicated soccer player, so I'm sure the coach would notice.
So do you have any predictions for the Claire-Eric? I hate calling it relationship, but it's a relationship of some sort.
I would say one thing that I was nervous about that might be foreshadowing, and this isn't a spoiler because I just don't know, is she does tell her husband at some point, "I'm ovulating." Mm-hmm. So there is indication that she and the husband are trying for a baby. And I am so scared that it's going to be like a Mary Kay Letourneau situation, which was even a greater age difference, but that will end up with her having Eric's child and not Matt's, or being pregnant with Eric's child and not Matt's.
Yikes. That would forever tie them together. So everyone, listeners, as you can see, this is a very emotionally draining series. It really pushes the boundaries of what we're comfortable seeing in a typical drama love story, because it is sexual abuse. This is a sexual predator who's abusing her power, her relationship with a student. And it's not fun to watch because you can't intervene in a scripted, pre-recorded television show. But given that, Me Too, are you going to keep watching these scripted, pre-recorded television episodes?
I would say, Beej, to quote Twitter, we're living in a panoramic. In this, have you seen that tweet?
I haven't.
Meg Thee Stallion tweeted that she was hosting a Halloween party, which, girl. And someone quote tweeted it, Meg, we're in a panoramic. And so, Beej, we're living in a panoramic, and things are getting very stressful, especially with COVID rates spiking. With that said, there is enough anxiety in the world. While I think the show, in my opinion, set out what it wanted to achieve, it made you uncomfortable. It showed you the beginnings of this woman grooming this child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that amount of stress is for me and my downtime when I'm watching shows. There are lots of people who love dramatic, tense, stressful shows. And if that is you, then I think that you would like this show because it is very well done. The producing was good. It zeroed in on two people for 25 minutes and managed to engage us the entire time. That's something to say about the script, the producing, the directing, the acting. All of it was working to have a really big ball of stress right beneath my sternum
the whole time.
So if that is something you're into, you will love this show. And there are people that like that, for the record.
Yeah, that is definitely a genre people are drawn to. I think I might check out this series casually. Like you said, there's a lot of stress to it, but it is a very well-made series. And the fact that it's 25 minutes also helps, where it keeps that intensity the entire time. So you stay engaged for the full episode, but it's not like an hour-long series where you might be fatigued after such a tense series of events between Claire and Eric. So I think it's something I would dabble in to see where this story goes. I'm curious to see how wild it can get. There are going to be time jumps, so I'm also wondering, what are the key time points in this relationship that they're going to explore? So I'm going to check out a little bit more to see if Claire gets arrested.
Do we get to watch her face consequences? Okay, honestly, email us at askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com if you do not intend to watch this show, but you just want to know when Claire faces consequences. And we'll just have BJ email all of us, including me, on a nice big BCC email. And he'll be like, today she did it. She faced consequences.
It happened, but it was disappointing, which is what I expect.
Oh, that's facts. All right, Beej, where can people find more episodes of The Pilot Podcast?
All they have to do is head to our website at thepilotpodcast.com, and they can subscribe to us on all of your favorite podcast platforms.
You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at The Pilot Pod. You can send thoughts, feelings, show recommendations, because we really do love doing these every other week, to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.